Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The day has its own energy, an energy that perhaps will not be repeated exactly like this. And I want you to know this, to take advantage of it. As I start to talk about some history. Before I do that, dear ones, this is a time of reflection. My partner has explained in the brief time he had that there is a shift on this planet. And all will be affected. I give you a plea. Do not judge the future on what has happened in the past. This is something I now say often. And what it means by this is this. What you have been taught in all aspects may very well be what you believe, but dear ones, the future and the changes at hand may go against some of these things. Be circumspect, that is to say, look around before you reject things that might not sit with you very well. It is part of a magnificent shift on the planet. And doesn't it make sense that in order to move into the sunlight, you're going to have to come out of the cave? That in order for you to go on a new path, the old one has to be abandoned. That you cannot move into the new energy necessarily with the old ways, as good as they may seem. As beautiful as they have been in the past to you. So the invitation is to walk into the sunlight without fearing. These things at hand will result in beautiful things happening on the planet and things that you never expected could. You are the future. The ones who would take the time to listen to this, to acknowledge it, to believe it, to examine it. You are the ones called the old souls. I want to take you back to the beginning for a moment. My partner, I want you to go slow here. There was a time on this planet, the right time, when the seeds of creation came down and gave you something which you would call duality. Some have called it the creation story, and some have referred to it as the Genesis story, the beginning of free choice of the knowledge of good and evil, with the choices to go either way with consciousness. It was the beginning of God inside. Now, it was not that simple. For when this occurred, it wasn't just a change in humanity. It wasn't just the time when you received 23 chromosomes instead of 24. The whole planet was involved. Those who represented the seed biology would come, and they implanted this planet with so many things for the future. The esoterics that we have talked about, that few would acknowledge and that science has no idea of yet. The magnetic grid, oh, it was always here. It's here naturally because of what is inside in the molten core of the Earth. but it also postures consciousness. It was here before humans were here. So that's not what we're talking about. The grids for humanity were created at the same time you received the seed biology of the 23 chromosomes. The grids that were created, some are familiar with and have heard of before, the crystalline grid. It's a human consciousness grid, the Gaia grid. The Gaia grid belongs to nature, which then responds to human consciousness. Every breath you take is oxygen from the trees and the forests, the microbes and the moss. You are allied with Gaia constantly. The Gaia grid, therefore, is a consciousness grid with Gaia's cooperation. The nodes and the knolls were implanted in case you went past the 2012, and you did. There were a great deal of what we would call esoteric things that were presented to the planet. But there's one we never talked about. Some have said, well, is that when the ley lines were put here? And the answer is no. The ley lines are human consciousness drawing lines from one power place to another that they created as a power place. Portals. Not necessarily. They were created as humans created them, based upon the human consciousness of the planet. But there was something else. It's not a grid, dear ones. And we spoke of this in the last channeling, in a cryptic way. In the last channeling we just gave you, we said something. We talked about hiding a prize and then asking humanity to find it. Now, this is not a cryptic puzzle. This is practical. If you're going to have the knowledge of dark and light, dear ones, darkness is the absence of light. So you don't have to find a dark seed in order to use it. Dear ones, darkness will come if you take light away. But to find light, there has to be a seed. The truth of creation, the truth of what and who and where God is, has to reside somewhere to be found. Humans left on their own will not discover it unless it is there to be discovered. All of these years, all of the talk that is esoteric, I could not give you this information until my partner brought me here. The region that you call India and beyond is involved. Cast away the borders for a moment, for it has nothing to do with the country now or in history. It has to do with the planet, a little bit of the topography, and a lot of where you are. The seed is here. We talked earlier about an object. In channels before today, a metaphor of a golden globe. And we did this on purpose so that it would not be esoteric, so that you could see it as an object. That is how powerful it is, this seed that is in your region. I want you to look at the differences between spiritual systems on this planet as you know them. How they developed, almost every single one developed in a very linear fashion around a prophet. Even if the prophet was teaching the one God, it is the prophet who is revered. It is the prophet whose picture is seen. It is the prophet that is referred to with the doctrines that are given. It is the prophet who gives the truth. Every single one. But that was not the intuition here. In my first channel in this land, I gave an example. If you would ask a holy man in this region, what are you about? Again, I tell you, he might say, I'm about peace. And you would think to yourself, well, that is good. I'm in peace too. I like peace. Peace among men. We need peace on earth. And he would say, I know what you're thinking. That's not the peace that I represent. And then he would give you the information. Peace between yourselves. Dear ones, I don't want to make this cryptic. I want to tell you that the Pleiadians chose this place to resound with the truth. And the truth is this, is that you are your own prophet. And then if you discover the purity of love, you will go right into the study of yourself. There is no place on this planet that has this truth, this attribute. It flies over generations of history and training to get to this place of knowing, of oneness, and it was always here. This is the prize that was hidden. And therefore, in this land, the first intuitive thinking had to do with the oneness of self and not a prophet. Of the energies that surround the human being, of sacrifice, of help, of health, and you can call them whatever you want to. They're not prophets. Indeed, the truth of what the Pleiadians brought you in your DNA resounds to the teaching that was given here originally. Not only is it about self, think of this. How does the body work? How many meridians are there? What is the energy? What is karma? What is a past life? How do you treat your Akash? Every single one of those things is not about a prophet. It is not about your behavior. It is not about doctrine. It's not about do's and don'ts and rights and wrongs that may have come later through humanism. No. It's the only place in the planet that the seed of truth was planted for you to find. It's about self. The original understood this. The original spiritual system, literally, of thousands of years ago, was all about self. The oneness of spirit between the cells of the body. When they combine together to create peace with themselves, that will then create peace with each other. Peace on earth requires peace between the cells. This is the teaching of the region. And you won't find it anywhere else unless you took it there. The karma of the Indian is to be an Indian. And we've talked about the karma as being an old energy system. in order to complete energies that were not completed in one life to another, in order to push and pull reactions. It puts you in places to find things you wouldn't have found otherwise. And now we tell you this, Indian. The very thing that may be the pillar of belief is starting to change. Karma is a disappearing energy because in the light you don't need it. It'll get in the way of your intuition. You do not need to complete anything from a past life because this life has more light in it than any life you've ever had. And the next one, even beyond this, and karma is not needed anymore. These are controversial concepts to those who grew up with this and believe in it. Dear ones, doesn't it make sense that in the light you can walk a different path? And this planet is starting to illuminate itself. Isn't it interesting? As you watch the belief systems on this planet evolve, they will evolve to what you started with. Oneness. Understanding it has to start with each individual and the cells within to raise a consciousness to a place where there can be an explosion of enlightenment. Explosion of enlightenment. We've never used the phrase before, because here is where that is possible. In other parts of the world, it is not an explosion because the source is not there to explode to. It's a study, an awareness, a gradual thing of graduation. But here, you're hooked in to the source. This is where they hid the truth, the golden sphere. Is a metaphor for the pure truth of oneness for all humanity. You had to have it somewhere to be discovered, to find it. And then it was free choice on what to do with it. But you found it here. It doesn't stop there. I would like to tell you something that happened. Now we will go back into history, and it's very recent history, to show you the preparation for what happens next for you. For the purity of the oneness is going to start showing itself even more than it ever has before. Those who claim to know things that don't will start to fail and fall. Because it'll be obvious they only have the oneness of themselves. They don't have the oneness that is at the source, that is the purity of love, the love of God. Oh, let me tell you a story. There was a man who was born in the United States, but his lineage was Indian. And his Akash was filled with India. You might say he knew that in there somewhere was the truth. Eventually, he was brought home, home to his karmic family. And in that, over 40 years, he had an explosion of enlightenment, awareness, and more. He was going to have actually 2 to 3 explosions of awareness over time. But the first one he had was the connection to Source. This man was Hindu. He saw light he had never seen before. He understood the very source information that the Pleiadians put here. He was connected so well. His name? It's a short name for a longer one. Gurudeva. And in 1970, he made what he called a pilgrimage of himself to Lemuria. I would like to tell you what happened there and what happened in his second explosion of awareness. Because in this, he was tapped into the Pleiadian energy, the core, the seed that was put here, and he knew what to do with it. You see, he knew the shift was coming. There had to be a connection between the source of Indian, by an Indian, through an Indian, to Lemuria. The nodes and the nulls were not connected in that fashion. It had to come from him. And in 1970, he went to Lemuria, to what they call the Garden Isle. And on this place, this man decided to put together a temple. And in his belief system and what he carried with him was a piece of the gold. And this is what we told you before. It is not a puzzle. The grids of this planet cannot be carried from one place to another. But the truth that has been planted here, once you are filled with it, can be transported anywhere on the planet. And that's why Indians are going to start being reincarnated to other places. The Akash is going to change. And the reason, because when you awaken in another culture, another society, you have the peace of the truth, and it starts to spread to other areas. This Indian karma keeps you together. Isn't it amazing that a fifth of the world's population lives here? You never go away. You always reincarnate as Indian. And it builds and it builds and it builds, and no one leaves. Now they will. Not necessarily physically, but through the Akash. You'll start spreading this gold truth in many ways to other cultures very slowly. Dear ones, this was the plan all along. That if you made it past 2012, this is the essence of the truth, the oneness of yourselves. No prophet is the oneness of God. Gurudeva started to build his temple, knowing that there was a connection between Lemuria and India. And he is the one who connected it. Don't you find it interesting? He was able to do this so easily. A foreigner can't necessarily go and buy land and do these things and have all the legalities. But you see, he was an American citizen. Do you see some of the planning in advance? The Indian born in the United States. He had no trouble at all doing what he needed to do. And then the second explosion of enlightenment happened in 2006. Do you see how recent these things are? There was the potential of the shift happening all the time. He had connected profoundly India to Lemuria. You might say there was a golden thread, a ley line beneath the earth, a full connection between the golden seed connecting to that which was the origin of the Pleiadians. But that's not all. The second explosion, he started channeling. And what he channeled, no one on this planet has ever channeled and will not channel for a long time. He channeled information that the Pleiadians gave him, but he didn't plan it in the way you think. It's not like a channel of today, not like you're listening, for he had a timeless channeling. He went to a place where time is suspended, and that is the way it is on the other side of the veil. And he saw a million years of Pleiadian history leading up to the seeding of this planet and where it took place, even where he was in Lemuria. A million years of Pleiadian history is available to you through a book that he channeled as an Indian, because he was connected to the source. No one has done that. And the book is called the Lemurian Scrolls. And if you take a look at it, you will see a channeled message from the seed source of their history in a timeless manner that boggles the imagination, all because he got it from here. The system was in place. His life purpose was known. Guru Deva, born in one place in order to facilitate another with a lineage of the truth of India. An enlightenment that happened in a short 40 years that would take him on Lemuria till 2011. He never got to see the shift. But it doesn't matter, for it was all set and ready, a beautiful place. Now you know who he is, what he did, and why. There's a 4-year-old boy right now in southern India who is Guru Deva. Will he remember it? We'll see, for he has free choice. But some of you will see it in a few years and will say, it has to be him. He's 4. These are the things that I came to tell you that are magnificent. It explains why this is so different and the beliefs in the original fashion were so different. And then the unspoken that I cannot really tell you much about until it's discovered. I have told you there's 50,000 years of history on this planet, and yet you track yours back to only about 13 or 14,000. There was India before India. And the seed truth was always here for 50,000 years. There were civilizations that awakened here before yours with the truth. The difference is this. Yours remained. Yours was developed. Yours was seen. Yours has lasted right into the shift. Yours got taken to Lemuria by Guru Deva. And that is the significant difference. A man in his path, little known, made a big difference because he was Indian. I want you to think about this. The lineage that you have, the responsibilities that are there, the reasoning behind things that are here. And then I want you to remember my words. Look for the joy. This is the test. Look for the joy. For the holy man or woman will exhibit the love of God, and it will shine through their face, and you will see the celebration of oneness. And you'll know it. This is why I came. Namaste. And so it is.